Thank you for joining us. Today we have a really sweet band called Mirepoix, local band. And before all of this fun gets started, I would like to make a territory acknowledgement. Just like to acknowledge that we are on a and enjoy some great live music. I would like to also thank our sponsors. We have many. We'd like to thank TD, Evo, Best Buy, Shaw, Scotiabank, and AMS Events, of course. Also, if you're hungry, this is live at lunch. If you don't have a lunch, there are $5 burgers and veggie burgers off to the side. So go get some food, and you all ready to go? Not quite? Okay, cool. So TD Insurance, Meloc Monex, is a proud sponsor of this Live at Lunch event and provider of home and tenant insurance for the University of British Columbia students. You may not think that tenant insurance is important, but everything you own has a value. Losing it or getting it stolen can be costly. So tenant insurance can also help you if someone gets hurt in your home. Get some tenant insurance from TD, and get some food from AMS over there, $5 burgers, and chill out and listen to this band. This is Mirepoix. Thank you.
so much for coming. We're Mirepoix. This next song is for our friend Ben. He lives in Portland. And we miss him. Woo! Yes.
Those of you who don't know, this band is called Mirepoix. We are also running a live broadcast of this whole event, so this is being thrown out to the sound waves. So to all of the listeners out there, we are just hanging out at UBC on some fake grass in the middle of the sub outside listening to Mirepoix. How's it going?
It's going well.
Yeah, feeling good? Yeah, yeah, it's not raining out.
I know, it's so nice. It's like, nice. I'm like getting a little hot, but it's
yeah,
nice.
But hey, you have some shade under this tent.
I know, it's really nice.
So how long has Mirepoix been a project?
Probably since like February of this year. The four of them had like worked like on various musical projects together, and I just like swooped in. I was like, what's up, it's me. And I really wanted to sing, and they wanted a female singer, and they kind of already had the name all thought up and everything, and I just kind of jumped in. And,
nice. Yeah. Nice. That's cool. That's cool on both sides that you could just jump into something like that and that, you know, they were so awesome about it.
Yeah, and we were already friends, so it just kind of, like, worked smoothly. And we
super
just sort of
casual.
Chilled. Yeah, it was casual. It was cool.
And mirepoix means what for those of...
Like, honestly, I don't even know because I didn't want this to be the name, truthfully. It was, like, a little contentious. I was really fighting for it not to be... I love it now, but I don't know. It's like... Liam, what does mirepoix mean?
It's a mix between the three holy vegetables, celery, onions, and carrots. And it's a great base for any food. It's chopped.
Yeah, there you have it. It's just a great holy base for any food.
I honestly had, I needed to Google what mirepoix was because I hadn't heard of it before. And it's a proper ratio of like two, like double the onions, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Like, not only do people not know what it means, but they're like, meerkat? Like, meerkat? They just don't know. I don't know.
Mirepoix. Anyway, this is mirepoix. They did a little bit of a change on stage. So I'm super excited about what's about to happen. And these people are probably also as excited as I am.
About to get saucy.
We're all stoked here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, take it away. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is mirepoix.
This next song is for all of our favorite misogynists, Slavo Žižek. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hi.
Beck. That was great. This is sounding awesome.
Thanks so much.
This is Live at Lunch, presented by CITR Discorder, AMS Events, AMS First Week in Scotiabank. Also, we have some great sponsors to thank, like Evo, Shaw, TD, and Best Buy.
Of course, can't forget Best Buy.
Can't forget Best Buy. Also, there are $5 burgers over here if you want to get some food. But we're here for the music, right? So, how many shows have Mirepoix played now?
Maybe like four. This is our fourth show, because we started playing and then we all left for the summer. One individual in particular abandoned us in our time of need. No, but so this is our fourth show. We took a break over the summer and we want to play more, so we're just trying to figure that out.
Cool. Is there any recorded music?
We have two songs now, but we're hoping to have an EP out by maybe November, possibly December.
Cool. That would be awesome. I'm sure that everyone would love to listen to it.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's really great stuff. And apart from being very talented musicians, you're students as well.
Yeah, we are.
Fun stuff.
Go to UBC.
Go UBC.
We love it here.
Fourth year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're almost there.
We've got this.
Oh, yes. Indeed.
But yeah, we are live broadcasting this event, so go check out the table if you want to come learn more about CITR or if you want to get involved. We also have CDs, $1 for each CD, which is really cheap.
That's awesome.
Yeah, go check it out. There might be some weird stuff that you never know.
There are like a bunch of bins, I saw them, like you have to find something good.
Yeah, there's so many. And also, come learn how you can get more involved with CITR. But thank you so much for coming on.
It's been
really fun to watch you.
Thank you.
Yay. Okay, keep going, everyone. This is Mirepoix. Hey.
Thank you so much. This next song is a song our drummer wrote. His name's Liam. Say hi, Liam.
Hey, UBC.
Hey, UBC. What's up? Okay, thank you so much, Mirpa. That was a great performance. Yay, give it up for Mirpa. One more song. They literally have no more songs. Cover. You should. Yeah, do it. Yeah. Cheer him on, everyone. Yeah. Do you feel like it? Sweet. Y'all are awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it is totally fine. This is a song we cut from the set. We did it at like our first couple shows, but they decided it was too soft, so we stopped playing it. Whatever.
Thank you.
Check, check. Oh, okay. Well, then we'll involve you in the decision-making process. Okay, great. Britt's here.
Hello. Thank you for listening. You are tuned into a live broadcast on CITR 101.9 FM with Mirepoix. Thank you so much for playing. This has been great so far. I only caught the last bit of the set, which I'm pretty pretty bummed about, but that was an excellent cover. Thank you. So what sort of, how do you resonate with that song?
That song? I don't know. I think I'd maybe heard it when I was younger, and it's like one of their favorite songs that they always listen to. We just heard it one day, and I was like, I think I could sing that. And then we heard Beyonce sing it, and I was like, I don't know anymore. But then I tried anyway, and it was okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a really lovely song. Etta James is like the most wonderful singer of all time, maybe.
Yeah, I would definitely have to agree with that one. Forgive me if you've already gone over this with the previous interview, but how long have you been a band for?
I guess it's been like half a year. We got together in like January or February, and we played our first show. Our first show was actually Music Waste. So yeah, it was really fun. And since then we played a couple shows. So yeah, it's been maybe like 6 months by now, I think. A little over 6 months.
Okay, sweet. And so why did you submit to Music Waste? Or what was your Music Waste, for our listeners who may not know, is a small, but maybe not so small, local festival that takes place at different venues. It was sort of founded as an anti-festival of sorts, and it attracts a lot of great local bands. So what was your draw to Music Waste, specifically to be your first show, too?
Well, I was helping plan the Art Waste portion of the festival. So while it was happening, I was just like getting so psyched. I was like, you guys, we have to apply. And eventually we just practiced enough. Like initially we didn't think we could do it because we had just gotten together and we didn't have any songs really. But kind of our deadline to even have songs recorded was by the time the Music Waste submission was in. So it was just kind of like this exciting, but it was like, if anything, it was kind of like incentive for us to actually get off our asses and like do something and record. So we did it. And yeah, we were just excited. Music Waste is like so much fun, and we definitely want to play next year if we can.
Well, I have nothing to do with the submissions process for that, but, you know, I will, like, give them a hearty wave in your direction. Yeah. So you are also, not only are you, a UBC student right now, correct? Cool. That was a yes, by the way, for our listeners. And so what are you studying?
I study philosophy.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So with philosophy, and you obviously have a little bit of a presence at CITR radio station as well, how do you feel as if your academic studies support your music, or vice versa? Or do they? Or do you find that they compete?
That's so funny. I have no idea. if anything, like, I'm just like, oh, like, this experience right now is like me having a crisis about my identity on stage, and everyone can see it. That's not good. Yeah, maybe like perpetuates my anxiety, which is like something I have to combat on stage. I don't know. I don't know how it links. That's an interesting question. No one's ever asked me that before.
Great. That's what I'm here for. Any of you, do you have answers to that question as well? The question was, how do your academic studies support or maybe do not support your musical creative endeavors?
Come on over. Hi, I'm Grant, and SAIC is a bit of an outlet, a bit of a stress relief from school, so which is kind of nice.
And what are you studying?
Geography.
Okay, cool. Very nice. Do you find that geography studies influence the way you play your guitar?
Not overly. No, I can't say it does.
Great. How about you introduce yourself for our listeners?
I'm Liam, and I study sociology here at UBC, and I'm a fifth year. And I'd have to agree with Ivana that my identity has been assaulted many times, and it's helped, I guess, write music. Because to try to rebuild.
I think that's a very honest response. Do you have a response as well? So the question is that if you study at UBC, and maybe not at UBC, another organization, institution, you know, government, pseudo-government institution, then what do your studies support your creative outlet or not?
I don't know. I'm a dropout, so.
That's okay. We've all been there. Me too. And you?
Hi, my name's Daniel. And what else? I guess I study creative writing at Langara.
Oh, so that's actually quite compatible, I think, with being in a band.
It is actually. It helps. There's a lot of overlapping concepts.
Great. I think you're the only member so far that has not had an existential crisis around this question. So, thank you.
No problem.
Have you been with Mirepoix since the founding of it?
Yeah.
Dope. Cool. Just to remind our listeners, you are tuned into a live broadcast on CITR 101.9 FM. This was from Live at Lunch, which is a concert series that's been going on for the last week and a bit, sponsored by CITR and Discorder, AMS First Week, and Scotiabank. And around us in the parking lot, we have Evo Car Share across the way that are explaining more about car shares and how to get involved with saving the environment that way. And Shaw, that's supplying Wi-Fi with a great big blue bus. And we have a barbecue right next to us as well. AMS Services has a barbecue going. How do you guys feel about meat?
They love it. They love it. I don't know. I try not to eat it. I try to eat vegan, but I don't because we go get pho every day, and then I just eat like beef broth because they shovel it down my throat.
Yes. So do you guys have certain things you like to eat or drink or avoid eating or drinking before you go on stage?
Honestly, like, I don't eat anything before I go on stage. I don't usually eat unless I'm hungry, and I'm not really hungry before I go on stage, so.
You have such good self-control and discipline in sort of all areas. I'm getting this vibe that you, like, you have a very, like, zen existence right now.
Yeah. As someone said in the crowd, that's not true.
Well. Impressions can be deceiving when you're shoving a microphone in someone's face on a stage. How about you, Ivana? Do you have anything, any traditions or rituals you do before performing?
No. I usually don't do anything, but today we were doing sound check and I had like horrifying voice cracks. You can attest to this. It was just like horrifying. And then I was like, well, maybe I should start warming up. And so I just went and got hot water with honey because I hear that's what you're supposed to do. And then I drank it and then I warmed up my voice.
Very nice. Before I go on the radio, sometimes I sing Patsy Cline, Crazy. Just because it kind of hits all the highs and all the lows, and also it's just a really fun song to sing, I think. Are you guys fans of karaoke?
Depends how many drinks I've had, but yeah, it's all right.
Drinks of Gatorade, I'm sure. Yes. And how about you, Ivana?
Yeah, I like karaoke.
And what would go-to karaoke songs be?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
I think the only time me and Ivana did karaoke together, we sang I'd Rather Go Blind, which is the Etta James cover we did today.
True.
Yeah.
So compatible. How about you?
Me and Aguajo did Harvest Moon. He's my boyfriend. I have a girlfriend, too. And it was great. Yeah, I love Harvest Moon.
Very nice. And Grant?
I'm not big on the karaoke myself, but we haven't done it together, so we probably should. That'd be fun.
Oh, you definitely should. There's apps for that now.
What's the question?
Karaoke, what are your thoughts on it? What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh,
Young Neil. Harvest Moon.
Harvest Moon? Harvest Moon? Yeah, good old Neil Young all around. Yeah, this has just been a great day. Lots of people on the rollout lawn again. It's been awesome. So
What do you guys have planned for the rest of your day? Grant?
I gotta go to class in a bit, yeah.
What class are you taking?
It's like an environmental impact survey, yeah.
It's a survey of current environmental impacts or what has impacted already?
Yeah, and how to study what is impacting what. Yeah.
What's your least favorite environmental impact?
I don't know. I haven't thought about specific tornadoes.
Sure.
Ivana said tornadoes, so I'll go with tornadoes. If Ivana says tornadoes, I'll go with tornadoes.
That's okay. That's interesting because it's like a natural sort of, more of a natural, less of a man-made environmental impact. What do you think about environmental impacts? What's your least favorite environmental impact?
Well, I don't know. I'd probably say just the dependence on like oil and natural gases and stuff. I mean, like, I heard that it's actually like not quite sustainable to have so many suburbs because like they use a lot, and especially the transport that's needed to get everywhere. So I'd probably go with that.
Very nice. Ivana, what do you think?
Dan's my least favorite. Natural. What's the question? I don't know. Dan is my answer. Dan's my answer.
Nice. Yeah, I don't normally talk about environmental impacts on the radio while interviewing bands like Mirepoix. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into this awesome interview with Mirepoix, who just performed a Live at Lunch set up here at UBC, just outside of the Nest. And it's been brought to you by CITR and Discorder. And I think we're going to cut to some music very soon. But it was great having this interview, and thanks guys for the live set.
I see you. man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow,
that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude.
Only on CITR.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants? What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Back.